The Lord bless you, heart dwellers, with his sweet, sweet peace. Amen. So one of the things we're learning here in the community is to slow down with our responses in prayer and to be really mindful and pay attention to what we're thinking and what we're seeing in the Spirit. It's been a little awkward for some of us to have to slow down and come in behind the leader because the leader is going a little slower, which is what I requested. But it is happening. And today, when I came into prayer, the Lord began right away. He said, thank you. Thank you. It will not be long before every person in the room learns to enter deeply into the prayer. At first, it will be awkward. I understand that. But once the timing becomes familiar, it will be quite beautiful and meaningful. This is not nitpicking. This is setting a holy example for all. I'm sorry if it offends some, but this is the example I want. Then I had a quick vision of Jesus kneeling beside his bed and praying. And I don't think that he prayed that way, but it was meant to be representational of what he was going to say next. He said, I learned by example to cherish each prayer and be attentive to its meaning. My mother and Saint Joseph both set the pious example of how to pray. We did not necessarily kneel, but we were sure to absorb the meaning of every petition to God. Nothing was rushed. All was approached with great reverence. In this way, the prayers really sunk in. Let it be the same with you, beloved heart dwellers. Learn to absorb those prayers as you speak them, and they will reform your soul. I want you all to be an example, not only to visitors, but to the whole world. When you take time with each prayer, you are declaring how very important it is to speak to the Father, the Almighty, with complete attention and focus, and the very deepest respect and reverence. There are many things to learn about this lifestyle, and having the right heart is important. It does not come naturally to everyone, and when it is awkward for you, do not be ashamed or embarrassed. It takes time to learn these things. The world's pace is very fast, even frenetic at times. So coming to a place where everything is slowed down is at first awkward. But if you have the right heart, one of humility and obedience, and the disposition to learn, being teachable, you will learn to adjust quickly. The secret is to not take anything personally. Don't take any instruction personally, but to follow along in humble submission, even when it feels awkward to you. After a while, this will come to you as second nature, and you won't have to struggle with it anymore. Now, I wish to address the visualization of each mystery. That's when we pray the rosary. I have given you all the gifts of an abundant imagination. It is sanctified by me to lead you into heavenly realms and the beautiful experience of intimacy with my divine nature. There's nothing wrong with using your imagination to create a scene corresponding to the mystery. When you come to heaven, you will see how real that ability is, because if you imagine it, it will manifest in real time. You are all co-creators with me. It is another gift that comes with being formed in my image. It started raining, so if you hear something in the background, that's what it is, a very gentle rain, just great for mushrooms, I'll tell you. Okay. Your ability to create is far-reaching and quite astounding, as you will someday see. Many people use this creative ability to indulge their sensual nature, and that can lead to sin. But using it the right way leads to sanctification, because it helps you to visualize and experience holy events and holy things, bringing you closer to my reality and my world. Again, I say to you, there is nothing wrong with imagining holy things. You were created with a sanctified imagination for a real purpose, and I want you to use it when you pray. And at that point, I cut in and I said, but Lord, how do we know what we are creating in our imagination from what you have created and presented? He replied, that's a very good question. Many times I will create something that you see immediately before you, but makes no sense in your present circumstance. When things like this come to your mind, very often they lead to a word of knowledge or a greater depth of understanding. If you're praying for someone and an image which makes no sense appears in your mind, pay attention to it. It most likely does not originate in your mind. But then you must discern if it's from the Holy Spirit or the unholy demons. But when you see what you would expect to see, it may have its origin in your own mind. That is, using your imagination. There are times when you're praying that you catch a glimpse of an object. Then, as you meditate on that, the rest of the vision becomes clear. And when you are journaling and pouring out your heart to me, you should always pause so I may answer you. If you hear a word or the beginning of a sentence or have a feeling that leads to a thought, write that down and follow that thought wherever it takes you. That most likely is the beginning of me speaking to you and answering you. Write it all down without embarrassment or hesitation. You can discern it later, after the voice stops. What I do not want you to do is to immediately discount it, brush it off, and keep going. Please do not do that. Allow the words and thoughts to come to the end. What I have always taught you is to discern the fruits. Bad fruits do not come from me, only good fruits. If it is a correction, you may feel conviction. But you should also recognize my sweetness and my love in telling it to you. I'm going to teach you how to hear from me if you will let me. But the very first step, though awkward and maybe painful to you or embarrassing, is the foundation that must be laid, that of slowing down and taking more time with thoughts and words. It takes time to hear my voice, time and confidence that you are important to me, so much so that I speak with you one-on-one. The life I have called you to here is contemplative and monastic. It is a very different way of being, a more deliberate and quiet way of life, moving your intellect aside and the constantly spinning wheels of the mind to focus on me and the silence you can create so that you can recognize my voice when you're praying. Truly, my voice is a still small voice that must have room to breathe without being crowded out by the constant activity of the worldly mind. You are being introduced to this now. It may take time, but don't be in a hurry. After all, how much is it worth it to you to hear my voice clearly? I am with you, my cherished brides, and I have come bearing gifts, if you will receive them. There is no condemnation if things are awkward at first. This is a learning experience that cannot be rushed.